Twilight's Nightmare, Chapter 27, Part 3. Candace slightly cocked her head.
I'll promise to follow your advice on that, though it is confusing to me. Is that because of an Alicorn trait?
Luna looked at her thoughtfully.
She has an affinity for fire that sometimes leads to her passion or anger getting the better of her. I see. I hope I can figure out how to calm her down quickly then. Any advice?
Candace implored.
That is something I still have been discovering. So far, the best I've discovered is reasoning with her before it consumes her.
Any trepidation Candace felt seemed to melt off of her.
Oh, that should be a good start then. I'm good at reasoning. How long are you going to keep me trapped here?
Cadence inquired.
You could just teleport.
Luna said, a little bemused. There was a long moment before Luna felt the ripple of a departing Alicorn teleporting. Celestia still had so much to answer for, Luna had not even considered Cadence would feel trapped. She had to restrain a smirk when she noticed Cadence had taken the cushions that Luna had created. Candace flicked her head in that direction for a moment before looking back to Luna, no apparent concern on her face. Luna pulled Candace's file from her shadow, the one that clearly said do not remove from RGIS headquarters on it, and slowly she paged through it.
Feel free to ask about anything that you'd like. I'd be happy to answer. Why are you so at ease in my presence? No bowing, no groveling, no fearing that I would end you for even a perceived insult. It is almost as if you think I'm a normal pony.
Luna asks, raising an eyebrow. A slightly louder chuckle escapes from Candace at the question.
Sorry, it is because I trust you, and you are a normal pony. I can elaborate if you'd like.
With a gesture of her hoof, Luna indicated for Candace to continue.
You still have the same needs that regular ponies do. You still feel stress and can make mistakes. I would also think that you would appreciate a pony who can talk to you as who you are and not what you are. Or well, at least in a relaxed atmosphere anyway. You do realize that I could have you arrested for disrespecting the crown?
Luna interrupted in a stern voice, her eyes sparkling with mischief.
I do, but I don't think that you really see my words as being disrespectful.
Candace smoothly replied.
Oh, I don't.
Luna asked teasingly. She knew those of her guards that could hear this were likely taking bets on how Candace would react.
If you were the type to be honestly disrespected by that, I don't think that you would be encouraging me. By the way, what exactly did you mean by that?
Candace inquired. Luna smiled, stretching luxuriously.
You have me there.
She said, solidifying a feather from the shadows behind Candace. She dragged it seductively along the same path her own primary had traced.
An example of said encouragement.
She moved the ebony feather to tap Candace's nose. Looking at the feather for a moment, Candace turned to gaze at Luna.
I see. So is the information about clearing your ley lines actually correct? I thought it might just be my own imagination.
Luna assessed the mare before her, wondering if this was her foresight or some insight gained from the pleasant dream that she had granted her.
So you dream about doing that to me, to a crowned princess?
She said, keeping her tone a neutral pleasance, trying to give no indications as to how interested she was in the idea. A team of mortal ponies working together could not match a single Alicorn, no matter how hard they try to perfect their coordination. Candace was proving to be more and more enticing.
How has my sister not claimed this one as one of her personal servants?
Candace nodded.
If the dream is accurate, then it wouldn't have the normal reaction, but rather quite a sensual one. That, and it's health-related for Alicorns. Though if the instruction I got was real, then I could only attend your Pegasus and Unicornly lines.
Luna mentally cursed as her wings involuntarily rose above her back, slightly spreading an invitation. Having already been discovered, she swept one wing in front of her, offering it to Candace.
Care to offer a demonstration?
Luna asked teasingly, taking back control of the conversation. Candace just nodded as she rose. Luna could feel the Pegasus magic charging in her feathers, and the unicorn power sitting right behind it. Relaxing into the sensation of the opposing magic running through her wings, she let out a thoughtful hum.
Are you sure you don't want to become one of my body servants instead of a night guard?
At the same time, Luna noticed Candace casting a spell. It only took a moment to tell that it wasn't an attack and was focused on Candace herself. Shortly after, Luna started feeling seemingly well-trained hooves massaging her back and wing muscles.
Oh, she is pretty good at this for a mortal.
Mentally shrugging, she let out a small contented sound. Candace continued her ministrations to Luna's wings, then proceeded to her horn.
I could do both if that's what you wish.
She said softly, but most professionally into Luna's ear.
However, Night Guard would still be my preferred primary role.
Luna let out a fake sigh.
Then a sentence for your most horrid of actions. For this assault upon my being, it seems that I have no choice but to conscript you.
A surge of power spread through Luna's ley lines as she could feel Candace exert herself. Luna arched a pleased sigh exiting her, taking a deliberate effort to keep even the hint of a moan from joining it. This exotic hybrid had more power than her official record suggested, and Luna was thankful that she wasn't concealing any of it now. This is not how she had expected this encounter to have gone, but Luna was not complaining. She didn't expect Candace to have gained anything usable from the dream that she had given her. Luna turned her eyes to Candace, seeing a look of calm satisfaction upon her face. Showing her fangs, Luna suddenly moved. Rolling over and pinning Candace against the cushion with her larger size, she spoke in a menacing tone.
So, you still haven't stated as to why you're willing to trust me.
She moved her muzzle closer, almost brushing her neck with them as she spoke.
Expound, please.
Candace's fetlocks came to a rest on the base of Luna's forelegs. Luna could feel her little pony's heart start to beat faster, though no sign of fear presented itself. Candace's wings lightly brushed her side, but didn't move to hold her. Luna enjoyed the warmth of the mare beneath her, taking in her unique scent, the clean, airy scent of a Pegasus mixing with a tingle of unicorn magic, combining to make something wholly her own. Candace spoke into Luna's ear.
Well, I've read what you've done since your return, personal time to recover and gain your strength back, but everything you've done since has been in the interests of the populace. You've even gone out and helped many ponies directly. A third, maybe half of your night guard, I think, are ponies that you've saved from destruction. Not by other guards helping either, with the way they've seemed to revere you, but I would say that you have saved them, personally.
Candace's mind seemed to restrain her body's obvious cravings. Luna licked her fangs, grinning as Candace's eyes glanced at them.
You are rather well informed. Have you been spying on me?
Luna asked, with a tilt of her head, spreading her wings impressively, showing off a little bit.
Found yourself unable to keep your eyes off of your princess?
She continued, before playfully nipping at Candace's throat. With a brief hitch in her voice, she replied.
At the moment, no.
Candace stated, as Luna took up the whole of her vision.
But I was not spying at all, actually. These are connections I made while doing my job in RGIS. The information was just not relevant to any of my reports, so it never made it into any of them.
Candace said, letting the facts speak for themselves.
Ah, so my sister has been spying on me then.
Luna thought, knowing if something interesting entered Candace's mind, Celestia could simply take a quick look to find it. Using her staff's nature to discover what she wanted, instead of leaving a paper trail.
Classic Celestia. Are you disappointed that I have yet to save you?
Luna asked, her voice dangerous, with just a hint of a purr, and lifted her head to look Candace straight in the eye. Candace slumps a bit, her voice sounding slightly distraught.
It has never been my desire to get your attention that way. I'm more worried that I might have to save you in Twilight.
She said, seeming to be really wishing that she was wrong about something.
Not even sworn in, and already you take your duties so seriously.
Luna said jovially, but her mind darkened with the results of the augury. Candace seemed to have missed the tone in Luna's voice, a tear appearing in each of her eyes as she remembered something.
I love you both. I don't want to lose.
She choked. Holding Luna around her neck, several seconds passed, with Candace having her eyes closed, tears appearing at the edges.
Love? She doesn't want to lose us? What vision has she seen?
Luna thought, looking at the distraught mare before her. She used a wingtip to gently wipe the tears away. Luna looked at Candace's eyes as she opened them, with her own full of concern. Luna's fear that something terrible was waiting in the future was hidden safely behind the walls of her bastion. Candace looked into Luna's eyes with sorrow in her own.
I'm sorry, I just keep having this dream where Twilight is attacked by this massive energy blast, and you get hit too, and you're both left as nothing but skeletons.
Luna froze, even her breath ceasing. Her expression became cold and impassive. It took an effort of will for Luna to keep her magic in check. She needed to not damage the one under her. The image of that screaming crystal-covered skeleton with eyes burning with Twilight's magic leapt towards her.
I just hope that it isn't like the others that I have that keep coming true. I so hope that this is just a nightmare. Are you all right?
Candace asked, with sudden concern upon her face.
Yes, we are well. We thank you for your concern.
Luna stated, rising, poised now that of a sitting princess and not of the playful teasing mare that she had been earlier. She could feel herself hiding behind the old way. Candace used her wings to sit up. As she sat in front of Luna, she placed her hoof upon Luna's own. Despite her own sorrow, she still offered comfort and succor. At a sudden motion from the far side of the room, Luna's head snapped up. As she leapt to her hooves in a moment, Candace's hoof retreating. Her senses confirmed that it was one of her chosen, a moment before her power would have lashed out. The Night Chosen Moonstone Striker burst from the shadows and moved up, ignoring the fact that Candace was in the room.
They're about to strike Van Hoover,
he said, sending out a breath. Luna could feel that he had depleted the extra power that she had given him. As he was here and not in Van Hoover, he likely used it to transport himself halfway across Equestria. Candace's previous sorrow seemed instantly forgotten. Duty seemed to color to attention.
Where?
Was Luna's one-word response. Her voice seemed to shake the very room itself. Striker presented his horn to Luna. Placing her horn against his, she used her magic to view the report that he had prepared. Striker swayed on his hooves for a moment, as he had fallen asleep for a split instant. The images of Vanhoover, the feel of dark magic, and the exact location that Stryker recommended for her arrival all appeared in her mind. Luna then turned hard eyes upon her newest aspirant night guard.
Candace, you're with me.
Candace nodded, and rapidly moved to her side, all thoughts about the prior conversation apparently gone from her mind. Luna walked towards a wall, and melted into shadows, falling away revealing an armory. Luna flicked a wing to racks of weapons and armor.
Take what you wish,
she said as she moved to her own personal section. Scanning the room in just a second, Candace's eyes land for a moment on a set of well-crafted wing blades.
I'm good with just myself. Most of the supply I don't know how to use, and the ones that I do, would just slow me down.
Her voice was quick with haste. Luna nodded once to Candace, before she stomped her hoof, the sound echoing throughout the room. A dozen night guard came rushing in. They were not her most experienced, but they were all she had left in the castle, as the rest were out hunting. They only needed one glance at her to know something was happening. Without a word, they all rapidly gathered weapons and armor. A few of them glanced at the unexpected mare here, not one of them making even a single comment. Luna shifted her body to shadows and reformed herself inside of her armor, teleporting the armor stand out of the way. Her aura grabbed a dozen blades and slipped them into their sheaths on her flanks. With her hoof, she opened a large enchanted chest. Her flowing mane reached in, picking up her beloved hammer, Starfall. She spun the weapon once, testing its weight, its silver form radiating faint light. The motion dragged everything and every pony, other than Luna, a few steps out of position. The Night Guard quickly recovered, moving in a position close to Luna, Candace's eyes widening a bit, fixing on Starfall for a moment and then moved to Luna's side. Luna glanced around the group once, depositing Starfall within her shadow to avoid complications with it suddenly arriving in Vanhoover. For one moment, she thought about contacting Twilight. With a vision, she decided to do everything that she could to keep Twilight away from danger. Flaring her power, Luna enfolded the room in darkness, tearing space open, teleporting the group to Vanhoover. Let's just hope that they get there in time before the whole city turns to ashes and rubble. Anyways, let's get on to our monuments of donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coulthard, JTinMan, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing, Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, CrazyColor557, Stu Hex, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Edge, RuneScythe9852, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGod12, and many more magical people. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.